Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is I, Jesse Steele. It is Thursday, April 14th, and we don't have much of nothing. Not a lot of stuff came out. There's a couple meetings and stuff, but man, we'll get to that. Those are always boring. We went over that the 16th is going to be a free pass into Death Valley National Park and all national parks. So if you are interested in a cool adventure before it gets too darn hot, head to Death Valley about 3 weeks ago. But if you can still handle it, head over there on the 16th and it is free. They are waiving the fees. The only thing you'll have to pay for is camping if you're going to camp. You still have to pay for that because, come on, they need to make their money somehow. If any of you saw some smoke today, it's because they are burning some acreage. The Forest Service fire crews will be burning up to 46 acres in the Mammoth Lakes Basin. These piles are from a hazardous fuel reduction project. Crews plan to continue pile burning in the Lakes Basin for the next few weeks. Smoke will be visible from Mammoth Mountain, the community of Mammoth, and possibly 203 and 395. Weather and air quality conditions will be monitored throughout the project. So, you know, if it keeps getting windy like it has been, they're going to stop because Lord knows we don't need that. So that was about that. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. Caltrans celebrates Earth Day with statewide free cleanup California dump days on April 23rd. So this is for Kern County, Inyo, and Mono. Caltrans is celebrating Earth Day with free dump day events throughout California on Saturday, April 23rd, including 7 in District 9. Caltrans welcomes you to bring non-hazardous, unwanted items to the nearest dump day event for free disposal. The statewide dump day events are made possible through Governor Gavin Newsom's Clean California Initiative, a sweeping $1.1 billion multi-year cleanup effort led by Caltrans to keep roads and waterways free of litter, create thousands of jobs, and transform state and local public spaces through beautification efforts. The best way to keep California clean is not to trash it in the first place, said Caltrans acting director Stephen Keck. Clean California's goal is to make sure trash never reaches our roadsides or waterways. These dump day events discourage illegal dumping along highways and roads by giving people throughout the state a convenient place to dispose of bulky items safely, properly, and at no cost. Caltrans will have staff on site to accept household waste and approved debris free of charge. Dump day events will take place at the following locations in District 9. The Benton Crossing Landfill in Mono County, that's 899 Pitt Road, and they're open from 8 to 4. Looks like everybody's 8 to 4, so I'm not going to say the times, all right? It's always 8 to 4. Olancha Transfer Station, Keeler Transfer Station, Ridgecrest Landfill, Tehachapi Landfill, Mojave Rosamond Landfill, and Boron Landfill. So all of those, 8 to 4. You can head there and dump your stuff. So, free dump day collection is limited to household items such as tires with rims removed, metal, plastic, fiberglass, fabric, glass, asphalt, dirt, concrete, wood, mattresses, household appliances, and landscape trimmings. No construction materials, hazardous waste, e-waste, treated wood, waste, or asbestos of any type will be accepted. Caltrans reminds motorists to properly secure and tarp all cargo loads prior to driving. Transporting unsecured loads is unsafe, illegal, and pollutes California's roads and waterways. Loads that are not tied down, enclosed, or secured by tarps or other means will not be accepted. Tips for securing your load. Completely cover loads of tarps or cargo nets. Debris can escape from gaps. Remove loose materials and trash before driving. Don't overload. Keep materials level with your truck bed. Put light items lower. Tie large items to the vehicle for traffic safety. Caltrans has hosted 72 free dump day events since July and collected more than 18,000 cubic yards. That's more than 300 tons of trash. Items collected include 7,719 tires, 1,973 mattresses, 804 appliances, including 295 refrigerators, and a hot tub. Hey, there's an idea. I have a hot tub I need to get rid of. Looks like April 23rd is my day. This Caltrans news flash video highlights. You can click on it at Eastern Sierra Now. The Clean California Dump Day Community Events. Since launching Clean California in July, California has removed more than 536,000 cubic yards of litter from state highways, the equivalent of 9,000 tons, or enough to fill 164 Olympic-sized swimming pools with trash, and hired 678 new team members as part of the Clean California, including 526 maintenance workers who collect litter and remove graffiti. So for more information, visit cleanca.com. For those with sensory disabilities requiring alternate forms, Braille, large print, sign language, interpreter, etc., and those needing information in a language other than English, please contact Bob Gossman at 760-874-8332. So that sounds pretty great. So head out there on the 23rd and get rid of all the stuff that you've been meaning to get rid of. I know there's a lot around my house. I'm going to get on that for sure. You know what's a pretty cool place that I found recently? I found it because my friend works there. And they have jumped on as a sponsor with us. It's pretty incredible. Mara's Mineral Treasures in Mammoth. That's a lot of muzz. Yeah, what do we got to say about this? Mammoth's one-of-a-kind gift shop featuring crystals, minerals, rare fossils, decorative stonework, educational, geologic specimens, and much more. Largest selection in the Eastern Sierra by far, and I'll stand by that. It looks like a museum when you go in there. It's pretty incredible. Located on Main Street in Mammoth Lakes, come check out their amazing selection. Wonderful, informative, friendly staff. I mean, anybody that knows Maurice knows that's true. Maurice is the man. Everybody loves Maurice. So head up there. I mean, like I said, you know, last time I talked about them, it's a treasure. You know, you go there and it's like, oh my God, I found treasure. I've been looking for treasure my whole life and here it is. You know what I mean? And I can buy it as a paperweight or whatever it is you're after when you go in there. There's jewelry. I mean, they've got a lot of really cool stuff. You should go check it out. So head in there, check it out. Mora's Mineral Treasures. And you will not regret it. That I promise you. You can go to morasmineraltreasures.com, and that's the easiest way to check it out. They also have all social media. It's at @paleo_treasures. So you can go check out what they're showing in there. They've got some really cool stuff. So please head over and check them out. And when you do, tell them that you heard about it through Jesse on Eastern Sierra Now. That's going to work out best for everybody. Everybody being me. You know who else that I love that we're a part of? And you should be too if you own a business in the Mammoth Lakes area. The Chamber of Commerce of Mammoth Lakes. They do such a good job. Come on, they absolutely do. They put out a weekly newsletter full of all the information going on around here. They put on so many events. They have lunch dates where you get together and talk with people just to discuss what's going on in the business community. They have guest speakers that come for these things. They do a lot of good job. You know, Brianna and everybody up there are incredible, and we are honored and proud to be members of the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. So if you're a business owner up there, or you just want to get plugged in with the business area, you go to mammothlakeschamber.com. That's where you want to go to check out everything that they are a part of, and it is a lot. You know who else is cool in Mammoth? Now that the snow is kind of heading out and we're, you know, I think they're only planning on being open the mountain through Memorial Day at this point, so we're kind of winding down. But you know what that means? It means you need to get into your summer gear. T-shirts, shorts, that kind of stuff, hats. Well, you know who does the best of all of that? The Mammoth brand in Mammoth. You know, you're going to get Mammoth exclusive gear. That's incredible. We're not talking some gas station t-shirt thing. This is like, wow, I really look good in this, and this is great material, and it's going to last forever, and just super stylish. So it's themammothbrand.com. Don't forget themammothbrand.com. It's mountain lifestyle apparel, baby. That's what they sell, and it is worth it. So at least go check it out, see what they have online. You can order whatever sizes, whatever cuts, whatever you want done, and Jason over there will get that done for you. So check out themammothbrand.com. You know, there's a new ad out for my favorite, which is, we all know that, High Point Solar. So if you're looking to get solar on your house, or maybe a rental that you have, something along those lines, there's not a better option than High Point Solar. That's true. And the last couple of days, I was complaining about the non-local guys coming in and trying to take everybody's business here by offering a bunch of stuff. But what you're getting is junk in return. You're not getting any of the warranties. You're not getting the local people, the people that give a crap about what you're doing. So here's an ad that just came out from High Point Solar today. And I found it really relevant. So I was going to read it for you so you can see exactly what's up. And this one actually pertains even more so to those of you that already have solar. You'll see. Attention, former and future High Point Solar clients. Here's a great way for you to reduce the cost of your solar investment and put $500 per referral back in your pocket. We're tired of out-of-town solar sales, said with air quotes, companies luring our friends and neighbors away with promises of referral cash in exchange for overpriced, poorly installed, limited warranty solar systems. These same companies later call us at High Point Solar to provide warranty assistance for systems not designed to withstand our rugged Eastern Sierra wind and snow. So we at High Point have decided to counter with a referral program of our own. Why choose High Point? We are owner-operated, not a random salesperson with no affiliation to the installer or worse, no ability to help you with the utility. That's a big deal. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Other electrical needs or warranty claims. Choose the High Point Solar for quality. Choose High Point Solar for quality and customer focus today and years to come. You can call Amy at 760-937-5849. And remember, you're getting $500 paid when you refer others to a solar contract. So what's that mean? Well, I know my mom needs solar on her house, and I call up Amy and I say, Amy, I'm going to hook you up with Cindy here. She needs this, and it's going to be great. And she goes through with it. Boom, $500. So, you know, if you have solar, you can even speak for this. You've already worked with High Point before. You tell your friends, you tell your neighbors, you tell your buddies, you tell anybody. Because if it goes, you get $500. That's more than some people make in a week sometimes. That's a great big chunk of change. And the difference with High Point Solar is they're there to talk to. These other solar guys that'll come in and say, oh, it's $500 for a referral if you get us and we're, you know, Joe Bob's solar rental from Canada or wherever they're from. They don't have anything to do with the company. They personally aren't installing this on your roof like High Point is. High Point takes care in what they're doing because it is their work on the line. It's them on the roof. So when you see a High Point job, it's sleek. The frames are black. The conduit is hidden. You can't see everything all over the place. And then when you see one that some of the other guys did out of town or local, you see PVC pipes going across the middle of the roof at a weird angle. And you see conduit going and hanging right here. It's ugly. You know, it doesn't look well. The other thing is, if you've noticed solars on houses when you're going by and you see the entire roof is covered in solar, that is completely overdone and just wasting everybody's time, energy, and effort. What you need is the correct amount. So depending on what you use, you might only need 4 panels. You might only need 6 panels. But instead of putting 40 up there, which is going to cost you $70,000 to put the thing up and you're going to have to pay it off for the next 20 years, you can buy 6 and spend $10,000 and pay it off in 2 years. And then you have no more bills after that. You're paying, as long as everything you have is electric, boom, you're not paying for anything. And they plan in for the future. So maybe you're going to get a hot tub one day. Maybe you're going to get an electric vehicle one day. Well, they plan for that so that you're covered when that happens. You don't have to call and get somebody out there at $2 million an hour to come put more panels up and readjust things. And, you know, it's just awful. The other thing with the out-of-town guys, they don't do the utility work for you. So that's a huge deal. Like if I was to say, hey, call up and set up the utilities for your house tomorrow for solar and then hang up the phone, what are you going to do? You don't know what that is. That's a big part of what Amy does for you. She calls SCE. She calls DWP and whomever it is that you're working with. That's what we have here. But there's, you know, other places where she'll call. She sets it up and says, okay, we're setting up the steel place in Big Pine and it's at this address and we've put in the new everything that needs to be done. And then they come out and check it out. They put it together. She follows up all of the pain in the ass paperwork for you. So in the end, that's part of what you're paying for. And what you're paying for is less than everybody else, guaranteed, and better. You're getting top-notch equipment. I asked her one day, like, do you guys deal in the lower-end stuff or the middle stuff, or what do you do? They only deal in the high-end, top-notch gear, the stuff that's going to be lasting for 40 years, 25-year warranties on it. So that's why they put their own 25-year warranty on top of that, because what they're buying is the best stuff. This is what's going to last you forever. I could go on about solar all the time. I'm just lucky that one of my advertisers is High Point Solar, because even if they weren't, I would just be going off about solar. I think everybody needs to have solar. There's no reason that we don't. So it's kind of like the Donald Trump paints windmills. Well, I love solar. So I'm just going to talk about it whenever I can. Nice. Okay, so that's pretty much it for the day, guys. There's nothing else that came out that's really exciting. Hopefully something will come up tomorrow. I'm shooting a new Just a Minute with Amy Smith, who happens to be High Point Solar. We're going to shoot that today. This is with Cody Yeager, who's a third district supervisor candidate. So that should be out tomorrow afternoon, I'm guessing. So watch for that on YouTube and all across our social platforms. And then Friday, we are going to be interviewing sheriff candidate Joe Vetter. So that'll be about 5:30. So I'm hoping to get that done into the evening tomorrow, but worst case into Saturday. But those will both be up before the end of the weekend. So you'll be able to see them and start making some pretty solid choices on who you're going to vote for when it comes to June 7th. So I'm going to sign off for the day. We're going to call her good, and I will check back in with you tomorrow.